the minister thinks that the prisons are clogged with shoplifters, you know, then unfortunately he's sadly mistaken. You know, it's our information that most prisoners serving short sentences for smaller crimes are out on temporary release already, and he specifically referenced Mountjoy female prison, for instance. Nearly 50% of that prison population is out on temporary release. So all these are a matter for government, by the way, but it's certainly our information from our members who are working at the coalface that there's no prisoners serving small sentences for minor offences such as he has spoken about, you know, in prison at present. They're all out on temporary release.
Gabriel, we've previously spoken in relation to the minister being appointed to this new role, and that the association has requested a meeting with the minister. That meeting has yet to take place?
So unfortunately, the meeting hasn't taken place yet. You know, we want to explain to the minister the crisis that the prisons are in. It's our belief that we need between 800 and 1,000 prison spaces just to stand still. And the ongoing issues with drugs, with drones, with assaults on our members, all those issues have to be brought to the minister's attention as a matter of priority, particularly in a situation where he thinks if he lets out all the shoplifters, then it'll cure the prison crisis, of which it was clearly won't.
Do you feel this meeting would allow for a more of a realisation of what's actually going on in these prisons?
Well, what it would allow is us to explain the difficult and challenging and critical circumstances that our members are working in on a daily basis, with prisons that are chronically overcrowded and serious issues emerging on a daily basis across the entire prison estate.